A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 353. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television. And this time we have a special bonus episode. We are talking about the 50th anniversary of Time Slip. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello.
Yes, we wanted to mark this the time travel children's show Time Slip, which ran for 1 year in 1970, was released on September 28th, 1970. So as of today, if you're listening when this comes out, it is 50 years old.
Yes, amazing. A long time ago, and also quite a long time ago for our episodes on Time Slip. You need to go back to British Invaders 27 and 28, which came out amazingly in 2008. Been doing this podcast quite a while now, Brian.
Yes, we have. That sneaks up on you somehow. And those, of course, are available on our website if you want to go back and listen to what we had to say about Time Slip.
Yes, you can find all of our 350-plus episodes on the website, BritishInvaders.com. So, Time Slip. This was the series about a couple of young teenagers stumbling across a building which seems to cause them to literally time slip, to travel in time. You may remember the first serial dealt with them going back to a World War II story involving an attack from a German submarine, a British scientist who was working on a secret project that might have been related to the time slip. And there was quite a lot going on in that first episode when they got under the wire fence and into this building, Brian.
Yes, there was. And if you have this image of the teenage boy and girl crawling on hands and knees to go through something to go back in time or go forward in time, they called it going through the barrier. That was this series. In subsequent serials, they traveled into the future. They found a sort of base in peril situation in a frozen Arctic type wilderness. And they also went to a sort of world that was heating up. So you had a climate change warming type of scenario in there. And they also looked at a lot of the possibilities with cloning and also medical interventions to prevent aging and things like intelligent enhancement. So there were a lot of really interesting, complicated ideas in here.
Yeah, particularly talking about climate change for a show from 1970. Quite impressive stuff. And listeners who have been with us for the whole journey may remember that the second serial where they went forward into the future was the episode where the young Eamon jumped off because it scared him too much from a special effect that we found didn't quite hold up as to be as scary as I remembered it, Brian.
But I have heard other stories. You are not the only one who stopped watching at that point because that particular moment was so scary.
Yes. Yes, I do remember it. A woman who was aged to death really creeped me out. Time Slip was created by a creator we've come back to a few times on the show, Ruth Boswell, I think well known for The Tomorrow People, but also for another children's scary show called Shadows, which we may get to at some point in the future if we time slip far enough. And of course, it was famous for starring Cheryl Burfield and Spencer Banks as the teenagers Liz and Simon at the heart of the story.
And they were really very good. And it's sort of known for these two very charismatic and relatable, I think reasonably realistic young people. So that was really nice.
Yes. And I remember we particularly enjoyed particularly the first two serials. I think I had more problems with the third and fourth serials than you did, Brian, because I thought it lost a little bit of focus as it went on. But you remembered them, I think, differently to me.
Yes, I did enjoy the last two more than you did, but there is a lot of strong material in this series. And since we recorded in 2008, there has been a new DVD box set. There was a box set available when we recorded, but there is a new box set with new extras, lots of extra features available. It came out in 2016, and that sells for about £24 in the UK. I'm not sure about availability in the US, although certainly there was a Region 1 box set available. I don't know if the new features are available in a Region 1 set.
And as ever, some of the extra features do look quite interesting, including a sort of documentary Back Through the Barrier, I think it's called, where they take some of the stars back to the shooting locations, which looks quite impressive.
Oh, very nice. And yeah, we just wanted to celebrate its 50 years for Time Slip. But also, there is Time Slip news, because Big Finish have a Time Slip license. They are now producing new Time Slip audio dramas. There are two of them that have been released. No further ones have been announced, but there are two of them that came out quite recently as we record, and these are 3-disc box sets. Each one is a 6-episode serial, and they have Cheryl Burfield and Spencer Banks back as Liz and Simon many years later as adult Liz and Simon. They have some younger characters, not quite as young as in the original television series. They're in their early 20s rather than their teens, but they have younger characters going through the barrier. Liz and Simon are once again going through the barrier. And they have added the character of Charlotte Trent, played by Sarah Sutton, best known as Nyssa in Doctor Who to us. She's in there as a new character as well.
And how nice that they've got both the original actors and also, I guess, a Big Finish regular, Sarah Sutton, in this serial. I do, you know, I do enjoy the fact that Big Finish are getting some of these great actors involved in their various productions.
Look at bigfinish.com for the Time Slip audios. Those are available and they're very good.
And if you've got an account at Big Finish and you've got the app for your phone, you can download the first episode of the first story for free. That's the story, The Age of the Death Lottery. And the first episode is available free as a sort of taster. So you can do that. And of course, Brian, you've listened to both of the serials through Big Finish, I believe.
I have listened to them, yes. And they are very good. I will warn you, if you listen to that free episode, you may be hooked and want to get the rest of it. It is very much Time Slip. It's very identifiable. Having Liz and Simon back is great. And the two of them really stepped back into those roles beautifully. They are recognizably the same people with the same personality. And also recognizably, they're much older, you know, 30 years older or something like that. And that is something that works really well. If you might remember, the original television version had a character called Trainer, played by Dennis Quilley, who was a sort of mentor character, but also was someone who suspicion falls onto, who's a little mysterious, we're not sure about him. And Sarah Sutton's Charlotte Trent is very much along those lines. She's quite a different character from Trainer, but she fits into the stories in the same way. And we also have questions about her, and she fits in different time periods as well. So she sort of fulfills that part of the story and does it very well. So that's interesting. It definitely feels new, and it definitely feels like the same thing as well. So that was really nice.
Fantastic. How nice to have some new time slip after 50 years. And of course, from great favorites of ours, Big Finish as well.
Yes, absolutely. There have been over the years a few comic strips, I think, but there has been very little apart from that original television series. So it's lovely to have time slip back now.
Fantastic. Happy 50th to Time Slip. Check out our original episodes on our website. Check out the Big Finish stuff and let us know if you've been listening to it, or maybe if you've checked out that new box set, Brian.
Absolutely. And happy anniversary to Time Slip.
So next time, come back and join us when we slip back into our regular schedule with part two of our Lavender Castle discussion.
That's right. And you can find our original Time Slip episodes and more than 350 episodes of British Invaders on BritishInvaders.com, or if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you can find our Facebook group, and we have lots of good discussions going on there.
Absolutely. Or come and join us at the Voice of Geeks Network at VogNetwork.com. And if you've caught up with our recent episodes, you'll know a little bit more about the Voice of Geeks, because we've had Bobby Blackwolf on a recent show. Timey-wimey stuff, we've just recorded that, but that's our own little time slip, Brian.
Yes, indeed. So thank you for listening, and this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. Until next time, Eamon in England also signing off.